Well, Superintendent, it's been a long time coming, but I understand that we have a construction project that maybe is in the wrap-up phases here, so that's great news. Let's remind my listeners, if you will, what the construction project consists of.
We are building a FEMA safe room. It's a dome that's also going to serve as a gymnasium. And then connecting that to our existing high school building is a lobby theater combination area.
Very good. Now, I know that we talked to you quite some time ago. I want to say it was as far back as 2012, and maybe I'm wrong. But it seems like it's been a long time coming. So what were the delays? And talk to me a little bit about the process, if you will.
Sure. It has been a long time, and it's almost been 5 years ago since I submitted the first paperwork with FEMA and saying that we were interested in pursuing a FEMA grant for this shelter. We had an old high school building that we demoed, but before we could do that, since we were applying for federal funds, we had to go through a historical survey, and that took quite a while. Then there were some hurricanes that stopped some of the money going to this. Just been a lot of delays, but we're almost at the end of the project now. We can't wait.
Absolutely. I'm sure that's true. So tell me, when will we be able to use the facility for the first time?
Actually, last night, our high school boys used it for practice for the first time. And next Monday night, we're going to host our first basketball game in there. We have a JV game in there Monday night, and then Tuesday night, we have some junior high games in there. And then the following week, the varsity will have their first game in there.
Wonderful news. Remind me, I think it's a $5 million project, but again, correct me if I'm wrong, and tell me how that was funded, if you will, please.
Sure. The entire project was right at $6 million. And in 2010, we did a classroom addition, and we issued some lease certificates for that, some bonds, and we had some leftover money from that. We did a second bond issuance for this project. We also, the FEMA grant was $1.5 million, and then we had some local funds in reserve that we put towards the project.
Yeah, very good. Well, we are sure happy that it's wrapping up for you. Can't wait to see it. Anything else that you would like to add, sir?
No, we're just appreciate the community support we have, and I'm really, really anxious for our patrons to get a chance to see this facility. It is it's a first-class facility, and I think people are going to be very, very impressed when they get a chance to step foot in it.
That's wonderful. Sir, what is your student population there in Salisbury?
K-12, we have about 450 students.
Okay. Have you seen an increase or decrease in recent years? What's it been like?
It's been a little bit of a decrease, but over the last 8 or 9 years,
sure.
The last couple have been pretty steady.
That's wonderful news. Very good. Okay, one last question. What time is that JV game on Monday?
Oh, you tricked me. It's I will
have
to
look. Up until then.
I know. You told me they were going to be easy questions. Let's see. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay, perfect.
6 o'clock.
All right, that was it. Thank you so much. We appreciate
All
your
right.
time, sir.
All right, no problem. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.